without having to tell me who you're applying to vote for, could you give me an idea of what you're looking for in the next president?
Somebody that I have a lot of confidence in, and right now I don't have a lot of confidence in either one of them that's running. I'm not real happy with our choices to vote for. Very kind of unhappy, you know. I think right now we need somebody that will carry us through and make some good decisions, and I don't know that Obama or McCain, either one, can handle that.
Is it the domestic issues that you're, the economy, or is it the
economy,
war?
Economy issues. I mean, that's not everything. The war, you know, overseas things we're having, I don't like them. I voted before Bush sent the people over to Iraq. Me and Jim West, a buddy of mine just got killed, we're talking about it, and he and I discussed it. I felt like we needed to go to get, you know, Hussein, get rid of him. And then, you know, I wanted to leave. They voted to stay, and I'm sure they probably needed to stay to get the country in working order, but I never expected it to be this long. And I don't like the $1 trillion we spent over there either, because it can be used a lot more so in the United States or other places, you know.
So this election is kind of interesting because the last couple elections, a lot was made of social issues, for example, pro-life versus choice issues or gay marriage. Are those kind of issues important here in Knoxville? Are those registering with people?
Well, I think that probably they are. Every one of us have a different opinion, and I feel one way and other people feel other, and I don't really discuss those things. In religion, I don't really get into that. I know how I feel about it, but that's beside the point, you know. I've always thought that a man and woman are supposed to be married, and I don't particularly like it when they get married, when the gays get married, but I don't have to live with them, so it doesn't really bother me. I don't think it affects me in the overall picture. So probably not give an opinion on that. It's just...
So, Charlie, how do you feel about churches that get involved in political issues?
I don't feel like that's part of the church. I don't think the church has nothing to do with it. Shouldn't have anything to do with it. The church is religion. It's not politics. That's the way I feel about it.
If you could send one message to the incoming administration from your perspective here in Knoxville, what would it be?
Well, I think there's too many lobbyists in Washington, and I think that needs to be corrected, and I don't know how to go about correcting it, but I think that's one of our big problems, because these guys, that the government gives them, you know, $800 million, and then they go out and go to California or some resort area and spend $2 million, you know, recuperating for the weekend, and I don't think they deserve that. I think that's entirely, you know, if they go out and eat dinner at home or in town, that's great. I don't think that people ought to be able to spend our money, taxpayers' money, for, you know, somebody having a massage on the weekend, you know? That's the way I kind of feel about it.
So, in closing, are you hopeful?
I don't think that either one of them are going to do a good job. I'm usually not a negative person, but I don't feel like these two people that are running for office right now are qualified to be a president of the United States. End of quote.
Well, Charlie, I got to tell you, you've been incredibly kind to me, and I have been very, very thankful for your time and for you giving me the opportunity to talk to you tonight. I really appreciate it.
I've really enjoyed it. hope to see you again.
Thanks, Charlie.